KVJ Cuts.
Well, 25 years ago on this day, May 7th, 1999, Virginia and I started doing our show together. 5 years later, we added Jaybird into the mix, and we almost did not even get to the radio to do our first show because I was arrested, detained, and it looked like things were going to go south with our management on day one. They actually had a really great idea that I loved, and we've talked about bringing back, called The Man in White. It was a different era back then, but we didn't have social media. We just had our TV stations. And they put me in a white tuxedo and a white limousine and gave me $100 bills. And I was going around town and handing out the $100. It was creating a bit of a buzz, and people were kind of talking about it, even in the days before social media. And then I wound up doing some TV and radio interviews because people were trying to figure out who I was. Being so close to Palm Beach, a lot of people thought that maybe I was some kind of bizarre philanthropist, or maybe I had daddy's money and was just losing my marbles and handing it all out in the streets.
Nobody had any idea that you were a new radio guy just come to town about to start a new show. Mm-hmm. So other radio morning shows were talking about you in town. The TV stations were talking about you in town. It really did create a fun little buzz.
Yeah.
And everybody was promoting the launch of this new guy. Little did they know.
It was a really great promotion. And then for the final chapter, I went on to all the radio and TV stations again, and I said, I am going to be at the Gardens Mall at this day and time, and I'm going to be handing out a ton of money. Well, I remember Virginia and I rode to that event together. We didn't have the limousine this time. I was just in my white tuxedo because I think we'd run out of limo money. And we're walking into the mall, and it seemed like there was just a lot of people, and it just seemed busy. And I was like, well, it's just a mall in South Florida, right? Well, Regina and I started talking. I was like, I don't know. Do you think that this could be our whole thing? And I think, weren't you the naysayer? I said, nah.
I was like, no, all these people can't be here for us. Like, we're not even on the radio yet. Like, how would all these people be here at the mall for us? I was wrong.
So you were wrong 25 years ago.
Yeah, so wrong.
That's how she started being wrong. If you know the Gardens Mall, you walk up through the back into the food court, and then there's the area where the escalator goes down. I got into the food court, and it was very clear that, okay, I think these people might be here for me. By the time we got to the top of the escalator, it was obvious that they were here for me. I had the bad judgment at that point to then descend the escalator, kind of like Donald Trump did when he declared his presidency. That was my big moment, and they always happen on an escalator. As I'm on the escalator and I'm going down, people start charging up onto the escalator, and then chaos broke out. I didn't even get to the bottom of the escalator before the police were involved. They grabbed me, and if you
but
didn't know...
But no, you gave out some money, though.
I did.
They grabbed you before you gave out money. You gave out a few bills, and then they grabbed you.
And here I go back to a holding area I didn't even know existed.
Mall jail.
Yeah they have mall jail.
They do. They have mall jail.
And I was back there in this secluded area being questioned about who I was,
You're
what I was doing.
Kind of a badass.
And I remember people were trying to break into
yes.
the mall jail to get to me and the money.
Because they knew you had money. They saw the money. They saw people getting $100 bills. And so, yes, you were detained but not arrested.
And then the cop went out to address the crowd, and they said, this guy's a fraud, he duped you, he doesn't have any money, which was a lie, because I still had money on me.
Yeah, you were giving it out.
That was cop legit. Was actually a liar, so mm-hmm. wherever you are today, you lied, sir. And then they put it on the news, him saying, he didn't have any money, you've all been duped, it's a prank.
Right. He might have just not had the right details either. I mean, there was. I remember seeing the clip,
no,
there's a lot
they
of calamity.
Knew. They knew he had money, because they searched his pockets, and he still had several $100 in his pocket. That cop was just trying to get the crowd to disperse by lying to the people.
Mm-hmm. So here I was in the back, and it's one of those things where they're trying to decide, okay, are we going to lower the hammer, or are we going to let this guy off easy? And so I was telling them who I was. I said, hey, I'm going to be a new radio host in town here. And they said, well, we've clearly never heard of you. And I said, yeah, because I haven't been on yet and done my even first show. And so they called my boss to corroborate the story. And when they called the program director of the radio station, he denied knowing me.
He thought he was going to be in trouble. And so he just panicked because that's the kind of guy he was, real squirrely, not a spine on him. And they called him first, and he said he didn't know who you were.
So I couldn't believe it. I told Virginia, I'm like, I think we're in some serious trouble here, because I think they just left us. They hung us out to dry. I'm like, I don't even know if we still have a job. I have no idea what is going on here. And they wound up calling other people managing. Finally, somebody vouched for
in
this promotion.
Promotions department.
Yeah.
They called the promotions director. I think it was Derek, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he did not lie. He said, yeah, that is our guy. We had set this up. It was a promotion.
Thank God Derek told the truth.
Yeah, because if he had not, if one person, if they all had gone in and said, yeah, you know what, just cover your behind. This has gone south. Let's just look for another morning host and leave this guy out to dry.
It wasn't even that south. Like, nobody got hurt. Like, nothing really bad happened. There wasn't a fire. Like, ugh, the boss panicked.
I do remember the audio because I had a recorder on me. And remember that little kid that said,
I'm small and I'm crushed.
I'm small and I'm crushed.
It's a good piece of audio.
I heard we play that.
Sweet Lord of Fire.
Somebody else yelled out.
Sweet Lord of Fire. Because there was just, everybody was pushing and shoving, trying to get to the money. And yes, if you were a smaller person, you probably did get a little crushed.
It was a melee. It was chaotic. And it did set an odd tone to the relationship that we had with our program director after that. It never really recovered.
Never.
And we had a tough time with that guy until eventually he went to the overall head boss of the station and said, it is either him or me. And thankfully, the head boss said, you're fired. And he kept the Kevin and Virginia show.
Wow. Yeah. What a story. Yeah.
He said, it's them or me.
Yeah.
He put his line in the sand. You better make sure when you put your line in the sand, the boss is going to pick you.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're going to shoot your shot, make sure it goes in.
He didn't have any money to give you. You fell for a prank. Go home. It's over. Have a good day.
Chaos tonight at Gardens Mall after a guy announces on the radio he will give away C-notes at 7. Lots of people who didn't get any believed him.
got the goofy music.
You heard people yell, I saw the money.
Yeah.
After that cop yelled, you fell for a prank. People in the crowd yelled, I saw the money.
Uh-huh.
Because there was money.
It was legit. And that's how the KVJ show was born 25 years ago.